there were several missiles, and the one which is of greatest interest was the Taepodong 2, which has the capability to strike on U.S. territory, and that one burned out at phase one. And so, you know, it gave the North Koreans some information about how their missile's going, and perhaps it gave us some reassurance that they don't yet have the military sophistication to successfully launch one of these long-range missiles. But, you know, they will clearly go back to the drawing board and attempt to improve it. And as the situation kind of festers inside North Korea, it becomes more and more dangerous. So, you know, I think we have every right to be very concerned.
Will the U.S. be pressuring other countries, say, such as China, to get involved in helping to resolve this?
Yes, I think that the United States certainly has the six-party talks process that they initiated, which involves Russia and China and Japan and South Korea, as well as themselves. And North Korea has been reluctant to come to the table because the six-party talks are really about how to disarm North Korea and take away the nuclear threat. So there's not a lot to be gained from it. The North Koreans have been trying to manipulate the talks to get more inputs of food aid and energy aid from the countries involved, particularly China, and have been somewhat successful in this regard. So the United States would certainly want China to pressure North Korea to come back to the table. But these talks seem to be mostly talks about having more talks, and we don't see much in the way of substantive progress yet. And so I'm not sure that the United States fully appreciates what has to be done to resolve this issue in a satisfactory way.
What is the best strategy? Just to give them a really wide berth?
Well, I think that we should try and engage them to the extent possible. Identify agents of change within that regime. See if there's anything that we can do to bring them into the global community. But frankly, we don't have a lot of promising options here. And you know, as the situation gets worse and worse, I think there's a sense of mounting quiet desperation in the global community. As you know, the UN Security Council will be meeting tomorrow in emergency session. But, you know, what the upshot of this will be is very hard to predict. Is there anything that the global community can do? Certainly no one is happy about North Korea or you know, supports the continuation of the status quo because it's simply too dangerous.
All right, Mr. Burton, thanks for your time on this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat to China, and he's now a professor of comparative politics at Brock University. He spoke to us from Ottawa this morning. 16 minutes now to 7 o'clock. Lovely sunny morning in Winnipeg, 17.